You might have remembered a couple of weeks ago on Raw Focus, we spoke driverless tractors very, very briefly with the Condinan Group. And joining me this morning from the Condinan Group and Farming Ahead is Mark Saunders to talk a little bit more about it. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Trace. How are you going?
Very nicely this morning. Firstly, let's talk about these driverless tractors. It's the way of the future, and you got the chance to see one. Tell us what you saw.
Yeah, it was quite amazing technology, Trace. I think we wrote that only about a decade or so ago. We were in awe of hands-free, no hands on the steering wheel technology, and now we've moved on to no driver in the cab whatsoever. And look, we saw that on a Fendt 936, which is about a 360-odd horsepower tractor, with a boom spray behind it, and it was quite happily running up and down the paddock, doing the turn at the end of the row, all by itself.
It's just amazing to think how far this technology has come and how far it might go, but when you saw it in action, I imagine it would have been a little bit unnerving to know if it was going to work, but obviously it is working, and it's a real work in progress.
Oh, definitely. Look, seeing is believing. And, it was, as you said, a little unsettling watching the tractor drive off. Normally when that's happening, someone's tearing off in a mad panic after it, trying to get it back. But no, the tractor was very happy, like I said, just going along by itself. Quite strange to drive along next to it and see no one in the cab, and even stranger to stand at the end of the paddock and watch it slow down and complete a very nice turn and head off back in the other direction. Hasn't been a cheap exercise, I suppose. It's only taken about 6 months to get that system up and running, and the farm owners estimate they've spent about $100,000 on it at this point in time.
What are the sort of fail-safes they've put in place when it comes to driverless tractors?
Yep, so there's quite a few levels of fail-safe on the tractor. I suppose the be and end all is there's a big red button on the front of it. If you can get to that and push that, it's a kill switch. But before that, if the tractor loses its signal, so it runs off its own on-farm generated signal, if it loses signal, it stops, and the farm manager gets a text message on his mobile phone to alert him that it stops. But the tractor has stopped. There's also a short radar system, so a proximity system similar to what you might have in your cars. So if it gets within a certain distance of an object that it doesn't know is there, it'll stop. And look, they can plug into a fair bit of the telemetry on the tractor. So, for example, if engine revs fall below a certain level or go above a certain level, it will stop. Same with fuel level or chemical level within the sprayer that they're running with. So there's quite a few fail-safes there, and they're working on others as well, because it obviously needs to be safe as it possibly can.
Such interesting technology, and it's going to continue to develop. You can read about this in Farming Ahead or online at farmingahead.com.au. Another thing that seems to be coming into vogue is track tractors, and New Holland have got in on the act here.
That's right, Chase. Yep. We recently had a chance to take a New Holland T8 Genesis, it's called, which has tracks on the rear wheels instead of tyres. Took that for a quick test drive down at Inverleen, Victoria. And, look, chasing that lower soil compaction and the ability to get up to some of that bigger horsepower tractor on just the half tracks, so the rear wheels have tracks, not the fronts. It was quite surprisingly comfortable to drive. I've got to say, you normally think they're going to be a bit rougher, but yep, it was actually quite comfortable.
Oh, I was going to ask that comfort would be a huge thing, but so how do they go about making sure that it is a good ride? I suppose it's all in the way that the tracks are set up.
It is. Look, there's a fair bit to do with the tractor setup. It's obviously it's an oscillating track, so you have a little bit of give and take there. But look, in any of those modern tractors these days, the cab suspension is quite good, and also the actual seat that you're sitting in the cab has a fair bit of good pneumatic suspension as well. So, look, and we went across the undulations in the paddock, not up and down where the cultivation had been, and it handled that fine. And look, another important thing too is with tracks, the criticism is they scuff or berm the ground up when you turn sharply. And we didn't see too much of that with this tractor, being the having the wheels on the front and the tracks on the back. Scuffing wasn't too big of an issue.
Yeah, no doubt we're going to see more of these as the field days do come around, which are not too far away. We're looking forward to those. Mark, great to talk to you this morning on Raw Focus. A couple of very interesting topics.
No worries. Thanks, Chase.